With every reading of Durood and Salaam, if we could also fly over the wings of those angels to Madina Sharif, come back, go and come back. Angels are going, coming, going, coming. As I mentioned on the 22nd night, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made things easy for us who are oceans of laziness, and also we have so much of other things to do, especially those who are not in i'tikaf. So to keep that enthusiasm and to keep that flame burning of the search of Laylatul Qadr, and to keep that excitement, and to keep that zawq and shauq, the interest, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now that doesn't mean that it cannot be in the even nights, but he said search for it in the odd nights, so making it a little easier for those who can't stay awake all the nights. Last night, alhamdulillah, most of you stayed awake the whole night, and then today, during the day also, we've been having programs. And tomorrow is the 23rd night. On the one hand, it's the 23rd night, it's the month of Ramadan, and then again it's the khatam of the Quran Sharif in the Taraweeh. So there are so many added bonuses. So condition your minds that you want to spend the whole night not in chit-chat, idle talk, gossip, pastime, but in ibadat. Especially those who are in i'tikaf. What is the purpose of i'tikaf? If you want to have friendly discussions and talks and chats and all that, then there was no need to sit in i'tikaf. Outside the masjid you can talk as much as you want. So try and stay a little away from your friends who will keep you talking all the time. Only associate with the friend in the masjid if you are going to read Quran Sharif to him. He is going to be listening to you. Or if there's some necessary discussion, then sit with him. Otherwise the whole masjid is available. Just move away. Take one of your small tipais, they call it in Urdu, and move around wherever you want, the small desks, and sit down. Find some seclusion with Allah Ta'ala. Allow the minds to be cleared. That fog must be removed. The mist must be demisted. Get the hearts a little clean. Too much of talk, and again in the masjid, somewhere along the line you'll get caught up in ghibat. The moment we start talking, that person is very good, then straight away we'll say, but the other person, now finish, ghibat started. So inside the masjid, that ghibat is even worse than outside the masjid. So why bring those things into the masjid, and why lose out on the sawab of i'tikaf? And even those who are not in i'tikaf, if you come into the masjid, the necessary talk is permissible. To inquire about somebody's health, to inquire about somebody's welfare, to instruct somebody to do something which is necessary, or many other type of discussions which are necessary, it's permissible. But to make the masjid a place for discussions of worldly things, that is not permissible. So in i'tikaf, dedicate yourself. Put your head onto the ground. Put your heart into sajda. Put our hearts into sajda. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Dil ko, put the heart in sajda. Bring life into that heart. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. That crying in sajda before Allah Ta'ala, it will not bring death, it will not bring depression, it will bring life into that dead heart. And the time will come when the person, as he is crying before Allah, tahajjud time, it will be as if that coolness has come in his heart of the acceptance of his tawbah. And as if the angels are saying, O you servant of Allah. O Allah Ta'ala is saying, O my servant, enough. I have forgiven you. So let us mentally condition our minds and our hearts and our souls for tomorrow night. So tonight after this program, we will now make dua and we'll terminate this program. And after this program, those who want to rest, then have a rest. Get up on your own, whatever convenient time for tahajjud, and make your tahajjud salat. Now before sleeping, make two rakats namaz and sleep for a bit. Otherwise, read Quran Sharif, make ibadah, but all silently. And those who wish to eat or drink or something, then within a couple of minutes must get over it. Another 2 hours must not be now spent in chai pani. 2 hours. Whole night sometimes people are just eating and eating and eating. So that is not the purpose of i'tikaf. Quickly get over it. If you want to eat, drink something, quickly eat, drink. Get down to silent ibadah. And then see how you feel in the heart. By too much of talk, all that noor of the heart will be gone. It just takes it away. Vain discussions and talks takes that noor of the heart away. So these few days and nights that are left, spend it properly. And it will give peace to the others also. You will not be disturbing the others that are making i'tikaf. I'm telling you this also that you may leave the i'tikaf with the heart that's overfilled with that noor and that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down on those who observe the i'tikaf in the proper manner. It is a commodity, it is something that is real. There is a haqiqat to it. Doesn't mean whatever we can't see doesn't exist. There's so many things we are that it's existing, but we are not seeing it. We are breathing the fresh air. Who is seeing the air? We see it's bright now. Lights are on, it's bright. But can anybody really define light? But when it comes on, we realize it, we sense it, that is brightness. So like that we will sense it in our hearts. A brightness will come. And if a person commits a little sin after that, he'll find darkness. With tawbah and istighfar again, he'll find that this has come on, light has come on. But first let us get our garments clean. The person that works with a black overall, then if you pour one whole bottle of black ink onto that black overall, you won't see anything. But the person that's working with a white kurta, one drop of black ink, from a distance the person will say, Walanas, there is a black spot on your kurta. From a distance that's it. Say, send it to the dry cleaners, some black spot on your kurta. So when we will purify our hearts, then that's how it will be. One little black spot, and it will make us uncomfortable and restless. Now just on my sleeve, if there is one black spot, now I'll keep looking at that. How did this come back? So what about all the black spots that come into our hearts? So after this program, have a rest. Those who want to eat and drink, get over it quickly, but without talking, without unnecessary talk. Finish up and then get down to silent ibadat. Huh? اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, get up in the morning, cry before your Allah, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اللہم صلی اللہ سیدنا ابو حب وعلا آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. یا اللہ یا رحیم اللہ, اے میرے پیارے, اے میرے رحیم اللہ, اے میرے رب کریم, اے میرے غفار ستار اللہ, او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ لونگ اللہ, oh my most beautiful Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, our hearts haven't got just one or two black spots, our hearts have become pitch black, my Allah. Ya Allah, day and night sinning, our hearts have become pitch black. But Ya Allah, just one glance of your rahmat, one glance of your forgiveness, and our hearts can be brighter than the sun. Mere Allah, Mere Rahim Allah, Mere Kareem Allah, Gunegar bandon ne تیرے سامنے ہمارے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے, میرے اللہ اس مبارک مہینے میں, ان مبارک راتوں میں ہماری مغفرت فرما دے. یا اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فورگیو دی انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, وی ہیونٹ گین اینی تھنگ ان لائف آف سنس, nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems, division, disunity, fights, quarrels, arguments. May Allah give us the realization that the days are melting away, our life is melting away, drop by drop it is melting away, day by day we are proceeding towards our grave. Ya Allah, our death is coming closer and closer and closer. My Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Mere Mawla, change the condition of our hearts. Mere Mawla, hum kab tak gunegari mein zindagi guzarenge? How long are we going to live a life of sins and evil and vices on this earth? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. یا اللہ, وی وانٹ ٹو بیکم یورز. میرے اللہ, گیو اس آل سم ٹیسٹ آف یور محبت. یا اللہ, گیو اس دیٹ انجوائمنٹ دیٹ دی اولیاء ہیو in that bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a fraction of those hearts of the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, give us some taste of that sweetness so that we do not return to sins anymore. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, we want to change the direction of our lives. Nafs and shaitan are dragging us down the gutters. Ya Allah, films, discos, cinemas, movies, theatres and all kinds of haram entertainment and attraction. Nafs and shaitan want to give us enjoyment in those haram and forbidden pleasures so that we may distance ourselves from you. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you, the road that leads to Jannat, the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the road that leads to Jannat, The road that leads to Madina Tayyiba. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of hell. The road that leads to nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar. Hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar. Hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Who else is there to protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan except you, O my Allah? Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wives, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our grandchildren. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect our homes, our properties, our cars. Ya Allah, whatever ni'mat you have blessed us with, O my beloved Allah, bless us with protection. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, become pleased with us. Hum se razi ho ja, mere maula. Hum se razi ho ja. Ay Allah, teri raza mein hume fana kar de. Ya Allah, teri raza mein hume fana kar de. Mere pyare Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Ya Allah, a life of respect and izzat. Ya Allah, izzat wali zindagi de. Zillat aur ruswai se hamari hifazat farma. Protect us from humiliation, shame, disgrace, embarrassment. In this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of shame and disgrace come upon us. Ya Allah, we do not know when we can make a slip. Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, make our hifazat. Nafs o shaitan ki hamlo se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat. Our ibadat is not even worthy of presentation before you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of the shortcomings. Ey mere pyare khuda, forgive our major sins, minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Sins that we committed light of day, darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Mere pyare Allah, hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka qulub ata farma. Aise nurani qulub, mere Allah, aisa nurani dil hame de. Aisa nurani dil hame de. Ki mere Allah, har waqt hum maza lete rahe. Tere qurb ka maza lete rahe. Teri marifat ka maza lete rahe. Ya Allah, we enjoy your qurb, your marifat, your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul in you, trust in you. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is facing. Around the globe, O my Allah, the ummah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ya Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma, unki halat ko durust kar de. Ya Allah, musalmanon ko sahi qiyadat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, unke gham ko, pareshaniyon ko, takleef ko dur kar de. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them happiness. Ya Allah, hum sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Hum sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Hamare gharon mein, mere Allah, whatever evil has entered our homes, give us the tawfiq to throw it out of our lives. throughout of our lives all the evil that has embedded itself in our lives. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Wa qina azab an-nar. Wa qina azab an-nar. وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعفو عنا واغفر لنا معاف کر دے میرے اللہ Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Wives and children with that goodness. Our grandchildren with that goodness. Our family members and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires that are in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his hands here amongst us tonight. Ya Allah, whoever has raised their hands, Ya Allah, you are aware of their good desires. Fulfill all those good desires. Fulfill those good wishes. Jo bhi inki nek murade hai usko pura kar. May Allah sab se razi ho ja. Hum sab ko auliyae siddiqeen ki nisbat ata farma. Quwwat jazb se hame apna bana le. Quwwat jazb se hame apna bana le. Hame fakhr se, riya se, kibar se, hasad se, badgumani se, har qisam ke آفات اور بلیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائے حاسدین کے حسد سے حفاظت فرمائے protect us from the حسد of the حاسدین protect us from the فتناز of the فتین protect us from the فساد of the مفسدین جادو سے سحر سے جن سے تمام علا بلا سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائے تیری حفاظت میں ہمیں لے لے میرے اللہ جب اس دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آئے میرے اللہ جب اس دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آئے تو مدینہ طیبہ میں ہمیں پہنچا دے روز اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر صلاۃ و سلام پڑھتے ہوئے ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آئے حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روضہ اقدس پر صلاۃ و سلام پڑھتے ہوئے ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے یا اللہ مدینہ شریف میں قیام کی سکونت کی صورت پیدا کر دے غیب سے پیدا کر دے open the doors for us of settling in مدینہ طیبہ یا اللہ We know we are not deserving of that. To reside in Madina Tayyibah, where the feet of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walk the ground. But oh Allah, we are seeking from you, from your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi, intihai afiyat wa salamati ke saath, izzat ke saath. Ya Allah, teri zaat-e aali par tawakkul karte huye, wahan par qiyam ki surat-e paida kar de. Ya Allah, change the conditions in this country. Change the condition of our youth. Change the condition of our women. Change the condition of our men. change our condition. Hum sabko nek aur ek bana de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله make our children the coolness of our eyes bless them also with sihat with afiyat with salamati rizq with barakat Protect them from all the fitnas. Our grandchildren also, Ya Allah. Make them all waliullahs. Keep all under your protection. Bless them all with the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, un sab se razi ho ja. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina وبولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين